So we've had a team of maybe four of us working at NOAL on this particular project. So I think there was this huge excitement about the painted decoration, and Emma, the curator, was desperate to then see the painted decoration in its full extent, because it became apparent that it might extend all the way down the wall of the cartoon gallery. And so our East Wall project carried on, but it then became the North Wall as well. And I was asked to come up with a suggestion of how we might reveal that painted decoration in a way that was safe for the Cafoy, that didn't involve taking the whole wall down. It would have been very expensive and very time consuming and quite risky to take the whole of the East Wall down. But we did have a wonderful opportunity to look at it, because the cartoons, the Raphael cartoons, were coming down for conservation. So it was a kind of now or never time to have a look at that painted decoration. So the sort of cautious textile conservator in me was thinking, no, this is a crazy idea. We can't take that wall hanging, you know, we can't release the top edge of it. That's too risky for the textile. But the adventurous part of me was thinking, no, we've got to do this. And everyone was so excited about it. So, you know, I came up with a plan. And of course, we're trying to do this with as little interference with the original as possible. So we're trying not to unpick seams. So it's quite a difficult thing to do. You know, we were aware that the tape at the top holding the cafoy to the wall was very weak. I mean, the house knew that. They'd had an incident a few years before where the cafoy in the Reynolds room had detached in a few places. So, we were all aware that it was pretty weak. So we knew that if we were taking it down, we would have to put a new fixing mechanism. Which is what we've done. I think it's the size and the scale of the textile. You know, we've got two different problems we're dealing with. One in situ problem with the north wall that's been left in situ to work on, and then the east wall which we've taken down. So you've got slightly different challenges with both of them. I mean, the risk with the east wall is that we won't be able to get it back up again as it was. And the risk with the north wall was, I mean, we've proved that wrong now, because we have managed to reattach it. But the risk with the north wall was that as we unattached the top edge, we were going to lose control of it and it was going to slide down the wall. So to prevent that from happening, we put a line of padded battens about a metre down horizontally all the way along and nailed those through the cafoy to hold it in place. So that sort of stabilised the weight, and then that enabled us to release the top edge, flop it down and expose the painted areas. I mean, because what's extraordinary, that, you know, this incredibly heavy piece of fabric is actually only held to the wall along its top edge and side edges. You know, and that fixing is compromised by age now. So yes. It's quite fragile.